Becoming a well-rounded person in our modern society is no easy task, never mind finding your true purpose in the process. Thus, at School of Human Potential Radio, we invite world-renowned experts for a discussion on how to achieve both and lead a healthy, wealthy, and fulfilling life. Topics are all over the mind, body, and spirit spectrum, and guests range from Lisa Williams to Yakov Smirnoff and everyone in between. Listen live, call in, and allow us to help you reach your full potential. Here's your host, Alan Weisberg.
And good evening, everyone. Good evening. Tonight, we're going to talk about the journey. And we're going to take a little break from the normal way of doing things, which is having a guest on or a panel discussion dealing with an area of mind, body, or spirit. We're going to take a break from that and focus primarily on me. So I will be selfish for one evening, I promise, one evening only. And I will talk about my own journey of how the school came to be and what we're doing, because we're launching. We're officially launching. You can hear the excitement. Yes, yes, I'm very tired and putting everything together. But we're officially launching in a few days, actually. So I'm not going to tell you the exact date because we keep on pushing things back as we're testing things out. But we should be launched by end of next week, hopefully earlier. So in preparation for that, I have many people to thank. And I wanted to take this evening to do just that. To talk about myself, to answer any questions, and this is, again, a live show, so I want people to call in case you have questions of what School of Human Potential is, what we're doing, share with you our vision, and tell you how we got to it. In terms of the call-in, please do so at 888-429-5471. Once again, if you wanted to call in, ask any questions, or just share your own story and your journey with us, you can do so at 888-429-5471. 429-5471. So, the journey. And before we start talking about the School of Human Potential or the vision for it, allow me to give you a little background on myself and how the whole thing actually came together. Because people ask me all the time, you know, why are you doing this? And what was the background? And what led you to do this? And you were in IT, all of a sudden you're doing something completely different. What happened? And most of you that know me know that I do like to talk, but I will go into the background and the story. So call in if you have any questions. Otherwise, it's just the two of us. We'll sit down, relax, and talk about School of Human Potential and how we got there. So it all began a couple of years ago, actually, in terms of School of Human Potential, in 2009. In 2009, I had a specific thing that just came in, and I knew long before, for many, many years, that I wanted to open a school. I knew that I wanted to help people, and I knew that by educating people and changing the way that things are done would be my way. I just didn't know exactly how I was going to do that or where. So an idea came to mind in 2009, and I had a name for it. The name came in with the idea, and that name was School of Human Potential. And I had an inkling of we're doing this in order to help people grow and become well-rounded individuals. And I wrote some ideas down. I had some things figured out. I got excited. I was planning, looking at facilities and going to have, a way for people who are busy at work, a way for them to take some courses very easily without having to worry about babysitting or other things. So we're going to find a facility with babysitting services. And we were doing all of that. And then, God bless, we welcomed an addition to our family. So everything was put on the back burner because that was not the right time for that. And then 2012 rolled around. By that time, I was experiencing the most successful year in my business. And I ran, still run technically, an IT consulting firm called FACET. FACET stands for Fun, Adaptive, Collaborative, Explorative Training. It's a methodology of delivery of software training that I came up with a number of years ago that we've used very successfully across the country. So I was running this company, and it was the best year, and we were making the most money, and I gave myself a nice little present, something that I've always dreamed of, a luxury car. And I went, and for my birthday on April 25th, I bought myself an Audi Q5. And I did that, and I could afford it. And even though I could afford things before, right now, the value of that car was similar to what value of Toyota Camry was to me a number of years before that. So I freely could have afforded it, and I did it. And it was my stamp of kind of approval for myself of having achieved a certain level. Because coming here at the age of 14 from the former Soviet Union with my parents who were in their 50s and with $300 in their pockets, they came here so I can have a life that was filled with successes and opportunities. I achieved that dream. So for me, it was a statement. I cried, I talked about it, I hugged my car, and that was my thing. But something in the back of my mind said, congratulations, you've achieved it. Now what? And that now what really, really was gnawing at me. Because for the past couple of years leading up to 2012, I really felt that I was not doing myself any favors. I was not living my purpose. I didn't know exactly what the purpose was. I just knew that I had a different purpose. And I was doing well with the business and was living my parents' dream in a way, because they were very proud that I had achieved these particular heights in that business. But I was not happy. And then two things happened in 2012 that really basically sealed the deal, if you will. One thing was my wife and I were watching a movie, and the movie was Midnight in Paris. I love movies. I talk about movies all the time. It's one of my passions. And we were watching Midnight in Paris, a movie that I adore. And I had to stop it seven times during the movie. I had to pause it and look up who he was talking to. And that was very frustrating for me because I knew, who Hemingway was or who, Picasso was or Dalí were. But I had a hard time understanding the references that they were going into. And Gil, the main character in the movie, the main references or the ideas that they were discussing or the background and the history behind it, I simply didn't have it. I thought, this sucks. And then there was Gertrude Stein and Ellis Toklas and even F. Scott Fitzgerald. And I kind of heard the names before, but I didn't know exactly what was happening. And after the movie ended, I sat down and I said, well, this is weird because here I am, rounded individual in my own mind. I speak multiple languages. I've traveled the world to a good extent. I can hold a conversation very comfortably in many different topics, politics, sports, sociology, all sorts of things, business. But yet I was missing a lot of the very basic information that, many people possessed, and I felt inadequate. And I didn't want to feel inadequate anymore. So I basically wrote down all of the things that a modern person should know in order to be a well-rounded person. And then compared that to my own abilities, and I was very surprised to find that I had many gaps. And I said, we need to do something about that. We, as in me, myself, and I, we need to do something about that. And we'll come back to that particular point shortly. The second part was a little bit more frustrating than the first. It's having to introduce myself. And something as simple as that, when you're around people and you introduce yourself and you're saying, hello, my name is Alan Weisberg. And then usually you say what you do for a living because that's what people are asking, or it's a customary way. And every time I would start uttering the words of I'm an IT entrepreneur or an IT consultant, even now as I'm saying that, there's something in the pit of my stomach that says, I remember that feeling. So the feeling was something on the inside was really screaming, no, you're not. That's what you do for a living, but that's not who you are. Because who you are is an actor, who you are is a writer, who you are is, a speaker, who you are is a teacher and a spiritual person, and many other things that have nothing to do with IT and what I was doing. And finally came to that point where I said, I am not going to introduce myself any longer as what I do. I will only introduce myself as who I am. So I actually started introducing myself as an author. And people were asking, well, oh, you're an author. What have you written? I said, nothing yet, but I'm on my way there. And that was surprising to people and, certainly added to the, mystique of Alan being weird. But that was me being true to myself and saying, I am an author. I don't care that I haven't written anything yet, but I am an author because that's what I do. And that's what I will do. And I promised myself that in the near future, I will find that which I am, and I will make sure that that is my work. And then I will be introducing myself only as who I truly am, because I didn't want to feel that way anymore. So those two things were the turning points in 2012. In the middle of 2012, I came to the conclusion that I'm done. I'm done with IT. And at the height of all of my successes and that the most successful year that I've ever had, to dismay of everyone around me, I quit IT. People were saying that I was crazy. People were asking why I did it. People were trying to find out what's going on. Was there everything okay in the marriage? What's happening? Why did this guy, who is successful, who everything is working out for, who is earning a lot of money, all of a sudden just quit IT? And what did I tell them? Well, it's because I want to find myself. What? You want to find yourself? Are you crazy? What are you doing? But that was the truth. I wanted to be truthful to myself and be genuine. And I believed, and I still do, as crazy as it sounds, that I was taking a really courageous step and saying, I'm done with that part of my life. I need to be true to who I am. I need to find my purpose, and I need to live it. Because the words that were coming into my mind at that time, and consequently the name of my first radio program, was Living Your Essence. I needed to live my essence. But first, I needed to find out what that was. So I took that list from the movie that I was talking about, Midnight in Paris. I took that list and I said, well, you know, what are the things that I need to do in order to become a well-rounded individual? And in the process, I'm going to find myself. So I started thinking, well, what are my talents? And before everybody starts worrying about financial things, you know, I was doing fairly well. And I was comfortable enough to actually make that drastic of a move without, certainly a dismay of everybody else. But to my personal family and in the situation that we were in, we were fine. And I could have made that move and we were fine without jeopardizing any family security. So I could have done that. That's why I did. So I'm looking at the list and I'm saying, well, I always wanted to be an actor. I always wanted to be an actor. That is the truth. I acted when I was a kid, and then I came to the United States and I acted a little bit, and then I got into, you know, other stuff, and I wanted to play tennis, and I spent a lot of time trying to become a tennis professional, which did not happen either. But I wanted to be an actor and I love it. So I went to Second City. I live in Chicago, so I went to Second City. Because improvisation was something that I loved. I saw it on television. I saw Whose Line Is It Anyway? And I thought, what a cool thing. This is totally me, because most of the time when people are throwing things at me from, you know, left field and saying things just to see how I react very naturally and I go with that. So I thought improvisation would be something that I would enjoy. And I started taking Second City. And for a year, a little over a year actually, I went to Second City and finished their improv program. A through E plus a couple of the advanced courses. In addition to that, I went and I took other courses at the Improv Playhouse that's close to me in the Northwest suburbs to see how they were teaching improv and learn the intricacies there. At the same time, I was taking acting courses, actual on-camera and other acting courses at ACT Training Center in Wilmette, wonderful training center as well. And I really got into acting. At the same time, I needed to make sure that I know how to protect myself, because self-defense, I thought a man needs to know how to protect himself, and I didn't have that ability. So I have the pleasure of a wonderful teacher who is nearby in Chicagoland area, Michael Kogan. So I went to Michael and I spent a lot of time there working within his system of the, you know, he used to train Russian elite special forces, so he has his own system of self-defense. So I was working in that while taking acting, while deciding what I wanted to do, perhaps start a different business. And I was talking to other companies about investing in their businesses, or talking to some people about potentially buying our company and doing something with it, going into marketing or what have you. But nothing kind of felt right. So I continued developing myself until one day in the acting class. And this was after I actually was able to score a role in a film, which was one of my dreams. I wanted to score a role in a movie. So I did that. But sitting in an acting class, and we have a caller. We have one of the people who was actually very influential in this whole process. We have Jaden Sterling online. Why don't we take Jaden's call, and then I'll continue with the story right after that. Hi, Jaden.
Hi, Alan. How are you?
I am doing well. Jaden Sterling, everybody. Jaden is my life coach, and he is the person that inspired me in many, many, many ways, and probably saved my marriage in the process.
Well, I think you took care of that part.
Well, I couldn't have done it without you. And actually, thank you, Jaden. Thanks for jumping on. I'm using this evening because we're launching soon, and people wanted to find out more about the school and how everything came about. I'm using this as an opportunity to take a break and talk about myself, and let people in on all the background, and also thank the people who helped me put everything together. And I didn't get to you quite yet, but I was going to mention how instrumental you were. So I'm glad you called. Let's talk about you. And I really want to thank you, because as I was going through this process, and I was just describing the background, as I was going through that process and thinking of myself as a very courageous person who is taking upon himself an opportunity to go off the beaten path and find himself, many of the people around me, most of the people around me, thought I was crazy. And not until I started speaking to Jaden did I understand that, no, I'm not crazy. I just don't have the people around me that understand that I am sane, that understand what I'm going through, because Jaden went through a lot of these same things himself and came out of it being a successful, happy, wonderful person. And Jaden was that beacon. So thank you, Jaden.
Well, it's my pleasure, Alan, and thank you for having the courage to step in to your purpose. It's been a real pleasure to work with you and to see you step into what you really believe you're here to do and what you know, more importantly, what you know you're here to do. And it's unfolded in such an amazing way. And, I'm blessed to work with people like you who make things happen and who create opportunities for other people to shine their light and to increase their knowledge and learning. So thank you for stepping into that. It's quite an honor.
The honor is mine and everybody else that works with you. And I have talked to a number of mutual friends that work with you, and everybody's in awe. So thank you. I know that we're kind of giving each other compliments, but they are well deserved, at least in your direction. One of the other things that that was very important, and I wasn't kidding when I said that Jaden probably saved my marriage, is this whole process and the change that I was going through was very difficult for my wife. And my wife is an incredibly supportive person. But for her to see me going through this was very, very difficult. And she didn't know how to react. And she didn't know whether to support me in that or to smack me upside the head and saying that you're having a crisis and you need to get back on track. And you were the one who spoke to Janice. And you had some sessions with her. And you allowed her to understand what I was going through. So she was not just listening to me, but she's hearing it from somebody who has gone through that process before and come out successfully on the other end. So in many ways, you did help at least have the conversation or restore the balance in the relationship with between me and my wife.
Well, I think it's important as our loved ones go through a transformation like the one you went through, mm-hmm. that we do surround ourselves with people who have been there and done that, who can really lend an open ear and listen to the fears and concerns of our significant people in our lives, whether it be parents or a spouse or, boyfriend, girlfriend, what have you. Mm-hmm. So, I thought it was kind of you to reach out to me to work, a little bit with Janice, and certainly not to divulge any confidential information. But as you've said, I was able to mm-hmm. talk with her a few times, and your wife is a powerhouse, as you know, and she's,
yes.
She too is blossoming in her role and moving right up the corporate ladder and doing big things. So I imagine that things at your home these days are quite happy and joyful and full of, lots of good things.
They are. They are. As a matter of fact, God bless my wife. She got promoted today. So congratulations.
Oh, that's awesome. Please tell her, give Janice my best and tell her I said congratulations.
I certainly will do that, and thank you. I know you're being very professional, but again, it's just you and me talking. Nobody else is listening except for the thousands and thousands of people out there.
Exactly, worldwide.
Yeah, worldwide. And this is archived, so everybody can listen to it at any time. I'm sure Janice will kill me for that in a few minutes. Actually, no, she won't, because the door in the office is locked. So we're okay for the time being anyway. So, yeah, it's the process is an interesting one at that. So having having you and having your guidance was very important because, you know, we've mentioned that you've been there, done that. But when you're kind of neck deep in the process and you have every, you know, voice in your mind telling you what to do, plus the voices all around you telling you what to do, it's somewhat difficult to see the, you know, forest above the trees, right? And talking to you, every time that we spoke, and we had, you know, many sessions, every time that we spoke, there were many insights that I would, you know, I have a bunch of notebooks that I was writing stuff in and then going through it and saying, what is it that I need to do right now? And yes, Jaden is right on. So that process and having those people around you, whether you're, you know, getting a life coach like I did with you, or just talking or surrounding yourself with people who are successful, happy, and doing what they love doing, that is the only way to get through this, because it's a mess and it's a difficult thing to do on your own.
Yeah, exactly. It helps to have a confidant or a mentor or someone that you can confide in and share your, you know, your concerns, and also someone who can help navigate you through the choppy waters, because like anything new, it, you know, it can be scary. It's a daunting task to take on new things and to leave what is familiar and comfortable to go out and you know, try something that you know within your heart is exactly what you're here to do, but you know, you don't have any kind of basis for it or any kind of roadmap for it. So yeah, I think, you know, I'm glad that we found each other, and I was grateful to be able to work with you, and am completely happily delighted in your success and in the progress you've made, and now launching your school. I think it's fantastic.
Thank you, Jaden. Well, I certainly couldn't have done it without you. So I know we're doing a lot of shameless plugs, but I believe in you. And that's why I really wanted to do this on the radio. I wanted everybody to hear just how much I appreciate your help.
Well, much gratitude to you, my friend. Keep up the great work, and I will be talking to you soon.
Sounds great. Thank you, Jaden. Appreciate
right.
the call.
Take care. Bye-bye.
All right, everybody. On this note, we're going to take a short break. When we come back, we'll continue with our story, and then we'll get to what the School of Human Potential is, what are the other companies that we're building for you, and how all of this is not really about me, how all of this is about you, how it can help you, and by helping you, we can help the world. We'll be right back. Hi, I'm Alan Weisberg with Recalibrate Your Life, and I help people like you find their soul purpose, align with it, and gain the balance that you seek. But don't take my word for it. Take my clients.
Alan, what can I say but wow? I've always had so many questions on whether I'm on the right path, am I fulfilling my life's mission? These are questions that I assume have been pondered by everyone since the beginning of time. However, the gift that you possess has helped me immensely. It confirmed my need to be artistic, my need to help others so much. I can't even explain the experience. It confirmed so much more than I can describe in this small note of appreciation. Thank you so much for allowing me to speak, allowing me to release my inner thoughts, and most importantly, for confirming and leading me to what I always believed but was not confident enough to believe in. Thank you. Trust me, this was hard for me to do, but I do know that God has blessed us with various gifts, and you have an amazing gift. Thank you. Thank you so much.
You, like all of my clients, deserve to live in alignment with your soul purpose. To begin your journey, visit recalibrateyourlife.com. Or call 800-323-1619. And don't hesitate. Recalibrate.
Are you tired of all of the negativity in children's fiction? Does your child suffer from night terrors or frequent bad dreams? Do you wish there was a series for your child to read that is fun and inspirational? The Wishflower Field, Marie's Triumph, is a fanciful book that not only entertains, but builds inner strength. Join the many that have seen the difference this positive book has made in the way their children handle fear. The Wishflower Field is truly a series that appeals to all ages and empowers within. Visit thewishflowerfield.com for your copy today. That's thewishflowerfield.com.
And welcome back to the School of Human Potential Radio. We're doing a special where I get to talk about myself for a change. And everybody that was expecting guests, well, you had Jaden Sterling that called in. Maybe one of my good friends or mentors will call in as well. So we'll see what happens. Stay tuned. I think that's how they do it in the biz. And again, this is open. We're an open conversation. It's not just me talking about myself all the time. Most of the time, yes, but not all the time. Call in. Phone number is 888-429-5471 so we can talk to you. The thought that I wanted to finish with the acting, I was sitting in the middle of an acting class, which, by the way, I learned so much about myself going through improv and going through acting classes and being a part of that movie because I wanted to, you know, be in a film, and I was. And I was actually pretty good at it. So I'm happy that we don't just have something that I throw away and never show to people. I'm actually pretty proud of it. So sitting in the acting class, and we're breaking down the script, and all of a sudden I have this feeling and a knowing that acting, for the most part, it's certainly not the whole thing, and I'll come back to that, but acting for the most part is pretending to be somebody else. And I've been pretending to be somebody else for 37 years prior to that. So at that moment, I realized that as much as I love acting, that's not something I want to do for a living. And I thanked the teacher, I walked out of class, and I haven't taken any acting classes since. Now, will I go back to taking acting classes? You know, do I want to do more film or theater or other things? Yes. But full-time, no, because that's not my purpose. That was not my purpose. So as I was trying to live my essence, I understood that acting is a part of me, but is not all of me. That is not my essence. So I took martial arts. I got my black belt. No, it didn't all happen in a month. It happened quite a while. Took martial arts, took acting. Spirituality was something that I wanted to develop because I knew that I had abilities on the spiritual side. And I started studying. So I took Doreen Virtue's course, and I became an angel-certified oracle card reader. Yes, for those of you that are worried about the woo-woo stuff, yes, I am that type of guy. And I did that, and that was fantastic, and it got me an opportunity to really look within and play with my intuitive abilities that I've been developing for, you know, many years up until that time, but really haven't done anything on a serious note. And then I had an opportunity to be on radio. And Christina LaFrance, who is wonderful, wonderful, wonderful. She is a medium. She's a psychic. She is on 1-2 Radio, which is fantastic, and 1-2 Listen. So Christina gave me a chance to be on radio. And my first radio station was, my first radio show was Living Your Essence, in which we were trying to inspire people to live theirs. And sharing my experiences as I'm going through the process. So I got a chance to be on radio, and then I went to Arizona for a Divine Wisdom retreat, which was a year ago, I believe in January or February. And there I had another event that that kind of changed my life during that period. I met Lisa Williams. For anybody who doesn't know Lisa Williams, she's an incredible psychic medium who has done television shows before. She has her own school, Lisa Williams. Now I'm going to say it wrong. ISSD Intuitive. You know what? I'm going to look it up and I'm going to say it without butchering it. So LWISSD, Spiritual Development. But IS, sorry, Lisa. So I met Lisa Williams there, and she was doing a speech, and she was doing some readings. And after that, she was signing. And I saw how Lisa was. Here she is on stage, a very well-known person who within the spiritual community is, you know, quote-unquote celebrity, if we're going to call it that way. And she has no ego. And she comes right off stage, and she's there talking to everybody, hugging everybody, signing every book as she did for me. And I thought, wow, here is a person that I wish to aspire to be like. Because you can be extremely professional and you can be highly successful and still be all heart and be completely on the level and be one of the people, just be genuine and true to yourself. And I had a chance to speak with Lisa for a few minutes. Then, as she was signing my book, she looked up at me and she said, "I'm not sure why I have to say this, but I have to say, continue doing what you're doing." And I was blown away. I said, "Oh my God, here's Lisa Williams, who is a psychic medium and talks to the other side And she is saying that she's receiving messages from me to continue what I was doing. At that time when everybody was telling me you're nuts and I was fighting through believing myself and not listening to the naysayers and, you know, working with Jaden or starting to work with Jaden at the time, here is Lisa saying, continue doing what you're doing. And then she appeared on my show. And then I was accepted into her advanced mediumship program when she came to Chicago, which I'll get to in a minute. And that was a huge, huge thing for me. And that was like a shot in the arm that said, you are on the right path. Please continue doing it. And I did. So Lisa Williams was hugely instrumental in that very beginning. And then as I tell you more stories, you'll see that she was very much throughout that whole process. Love, love, love Lisa Williams. So I did the spiritual thing, right? So I went to see Lisa there. I came back. I was studying more. I got very excited about Lisa coming to Chicago and teach her advanced mediumship program. Now, mediumship, for those people that aren't familiar with, is the ability to speak to the other side. In essence, you talk to dead people. So let's put a fine point on it. And I had a few instances in which I was doing that without really any training. It happened. And all of a sudden, I had information, or I was, seeing certain images, or I had kind of not voices in my head, but in essence, I could hear, different people speaking in my head. So I knew that I could do it. And when I got accepted into Lisa's program, I thought, wow, well, she thinks I can do it. I think I can do it. I'm going to go do it. And the reason why I'm telling you all this, aside from, an interesting story, is because throughout all of this, the universe is being very specific and on my path, as is on yours. They are showing you exactly what you need to do, and they're pushing you. They're allowing you to test your boundaries, and then in very many cases, push you over those boundaries to show you that you can handle a lot more. And what you're not allowing yourself to do, you can do, and they're there to support you. So I'll give you a few examples of that, one of which was in Lisa's class. We're there in Lisa's class, and she puts all of these. I think there were 24 advanced mediums, and we're sitting in a room, and we're all looking at each other. We're a big circle. Lisa puts on a blindfold, basically proceeds to do a reading for a spirit that comes through for one of the people in the room. And, Lisa is fantastic. It's 10, 15 minutes of everybody oohing and aahing and crying and incredible information. And then Lisa takes off the blindfold and says the magic words of who's next. At that moment, I am sick to my stomach because I know that I am next. And as I'm processing all of that, Lisa says, Alan, you are next. And stands up, reaches over and gives me the gives me the blindfold. And that was a major, major turning point. It was one of those moments where it's a fight or flight. I couldn't flight because then basically that would prove that I don't handle these situations, which is not true because I pride myself on being very good in pressure situations. So I am sitting there, and these are all, seconds as the whole process is taking place. I'm sitting there, I'm putting on the blindfold, and I'm thinking, this is going to be horrible because you have 24 professional mediums and Lisa Williams. And oh, by the way, I feel that there is a camera in my face right now. Everybody is going to see how terrible I was and why I was not supposed to be in this class. So these are some of the thoughts in the back of my mind. And then something happens. I basically surrender. And this is what I say. I say, angels, you got me into this. You better get me out of it. Better bring me something. And I surrendered. I basically surrendered. And I proceeded to give one of the best readings, if not the best reading that I've ever given, mediumship readings. And a spirit came through, and I saw pictures. I was explaining things. I was giving information to a person that I had just met and that I knew nothing about. I was giving information about, private information. So I was giving information that I would have no way of knowing. Everybody, including me, were crying because it was such a strong connection. It was such an emotional bond. And that was a huge moment in my life that made me think that, you know what? The universe really is there for you. Whatever you think that they're putting you through, they would not do it unless you were ready for it and they were there with their hands open ready to assist you at every step of the way. I had the second situation where they approved when I was auditioning for Second City's music improv program. I love singing, as as we talked about in one of the shows, but if I say I'm not very good at it, David is not going to be happy with me. So let's say that my voice is not professional quality and I'm working on it. How's that? It was a going through fear, basically. So I decided to audition for the music improv program. And I went there, and for those that don't know the story, I basically asked what we're going to be tested on. And they said, well, among other things, we're going to be giving you a celebrity and you have to make up a song on the spot. So sitting there for half an hour, I'm thinking of different celebrities, just making up different things just for fun. And as I'm making up about Abraham Lincoln and Barack Obama, in my mind, there's information. It's going to be Brad Pitt. Brad Pitt, Brad Pitt, Brad Pitt. I'm thinking, okay, fine. I'm going to do Brad Pitt just to have that voice in my mind go away. So I write the song about Brad Pitt. Yes, I'm a songwriter, so these things come easier to me. I write a song. We go out there. We introduce ourselves. Then they say, we're going to play a game. We'll give you the name of the celebrity. And you have to make up a song on the spot. And celebrity is Brad Pitt. I internally almost, died laughing, I guess would be an expression. I thought, wait a minute, could it be really improv if I'm an intuitive? If I'm an intuitive and I know what's coming, does that mean that it's improv? Wouldn't it be the opposite of improv? So that was another way of the universe showing that they're never putting you in a situation where you're thinking that you're breaking through your fear barriers. The universe is always there with a supporting hand. So those were the things that showed me that I am on the right path, that I have to believe in myself. And not only do I believe in myself, but the universe is there to support me in that particular regard. So those were some of the stories. And I considered doing things professionally in terms of being a psychic medium and doing that professionally, or being a life coach and doing that professionally. I even opened up Recalibrate Your Life, which is my life purpose coaching practice, which I have some clients on. But coming out to the world as a professional psychic or medium versus coming out to the world as a entrepreneur, these were parts of me, but they were not all of me. So I was really struggling with that and how to find that which was me. And then I understood. As I was doing my Recalibrate Your Life, which is another thing that came to mind after Living Your Essence, Recalibrate Your Life and realigning to live your purpose. As I was going through everything and deciding what it is that I am here to do, I understood. I understood that I'm here to be a speaker and a teacher and a person who inspires the world to believe in themselves and to make a better world in the process. And then the School of Human Potential idea came to me again. I talked to Jaden about it, and Jaden automatically said, well, it's a website. It's not going to be a local school. It's going to be a website. And I thought, oh, my God, that makes so much sense. I don't need to worry about a facility, and I can reach more people because it's global, and we can have classes. And that was the final conduit that made me understand that that really is who I am. The culmination of mind, body, and spirit. That is what any individual has to be balanced in order to become a well-rounded individual that can live and thrive in a modern society. That is the way that I choose to come out to the world, not just as a psychic, not just as an entrepreneur, because I'm not any of those things. I am all of those things. And what I try to teach people and what I try to show to everybody is that don't put yourself in one corner. You are many things. You know, when I started talking about the things that I love doing, people were bringing up the Renaissance man. And as much as I enjoy the compliment, we are all Renaissance men and women. We all have so many things that we're good at, but we just don't allow ourselves the time or the ability to express it. And what I did by quitting my IT job, in essence, is I allowed myself that space to be me. I cannot tell you to quit your job. What I can tell you is that evaluate where you are. Start filling in the gaps, allow yourself to grow, and do it as quickly or slowly as possible, as whatever makes sense for you in that process. But do it. Otherwise, you will never find yourself. And if you hear people telling you you cannot do it, surround yourself with those people that say you can. Because all of a sudden, when I got out of that mode of being the IT guy and everybody saying I'm crazy, I opened up to a whole world of incredible, successful, happy, and healthy people who are enjoying life, doing what they love, and are doing it with passion. And I thought, oh my God, where were these people before? Why have I not seen them before? And then I understood. And then I started writing. And by the way, I did release my first book, Inspire. And I'm in the process of writing 6 or 7 or even more others because I have so many ideas. And that's why I love blogging, because then I can put those ideas immediately onto people. So what is the School of Human Potential? I will tell you right after we come back from this short commercial break. Becoming a well-rounded person in our modern society is no easy task. Never mind finding your true purpose in the process. Thus, at School of Human Potential Radio, we invite world-renowned experts for a discussion on how to achieve both and lead a healthy, wealthy, and fulfilling life. Topics are all over the mind, body, and spirit spectrum, and guests range from Lisa Williams to Yakov Smirnoff and everyone in between. Listen live, call in, and allow us to help you reach your full potential.
If you need help getting free from your past in order to clearly see the present so you can set your course and live your essence, I've got great news for you. Radio talk show host, author, inspirational speaker, and life purpose coach Alan Vaisberg is waiting to help you recalibrate your life. At recalibrateyourlife.com, you'll find the 5 simple steps Alan will lead you through to help you reach the place in life that has been eluding you. Restore, renew, and recalibrate today at recalibrateyourlife.com.
And welcome back to the School of Human Potential Radio. We're talking about the journey. We're talking about the journey that I took to get here, the journey of what School of Human Potential is, and more importantly, what can it do for you, and how by changing yourself or growing yourself, you can help change the world. So, School of Human Potential, which took us a little time to create, and we're finally launching next week, is all about helping you become a well-rounded individual. There are many aspects of it, and some of the things that I'm going to tell you about are going to be launched immediately. Some things are not going to be launched for a little while, but we're working towards them. And I'm going to break your rule of business, and I'm going to tell you the whole journey. I'm going to tell you the whole vision so you see what we're working towards and what we're going to try to get for you to help you grow in whatever way that you choose to grow. Number one, or it's not in any particular order, but one is our school. So the actual School of Human Potential, or as we refer to it, SHP Global, is the website where you're going to be able to sign up for courses. These courses are pre-recorded. They are pre-recorded, and they are going to spend no longer than 8 hours to make sure that we as busy people get a chance to actually live our lives, support our children, and have maybe a little bit of time for ourselves. So whatever little time you have a year with which to take that course. As soon as you pay for the course, you have a year. You have an ability to take that course on any platform that you want, on any device. You're going to get a link. You'll come into that link, and then you can start and stop at any moment. So if you have a half an hour today and 15 minutes next Friday, you can do it. So those courses are there. Also to make sure that we're not being a burden on your checkbook, every course is $97. So in essence, if you have $100 in a day to invest in yourself, that is what you can do with the school. And then we cover every spectrum again on the school, School of Human Potential, on the spectrum of mind, body, and spirit. We're going to start off with a number of courses, and then we're going to be putting out new courses as soon as they're available. We have many, many experts from around the world that are working to put out their courses in our program. So we're not going to have big launch parties. We're going to have courses. As soon as it's available, we'll let you know so you can sign up for it. And by the way, if a particular course is not there and it's a topic that you'd like to learn about, please write to us. because we'll make sure that we'll find the right expert and we'll get their information for you. So that's the School of Human Potential. Classes that will help you with parenting, with sexuality, with meditation, with finance, with fitness, with nutrition, with medicine, with politics, with anything that deals with helping you become a well-rounded individual. Speaking of that, we also have a continuation of that school, which is SHP Local. SHP Local would be addressing those courses that I took, by the way, that you really have to do in person. You know, being pre-recorded and trying to do improvisation pre-recorded or trying to do self-defense pre-recorded is difficult at best. You really need to be in front of somebody. You need to practice. You need to have that ability to get up in front of people and speak or to get in the ring and actually practice these moves in order to become a self-defense expert. So classes like these plus others, we are working with experts across the country that we're certifying in order to bring you those courses where you live. So to start off, SHP Local is going to have some courses on improvisation. We're talking to Second City. We're talking to Improv Playhouse and a bunch of other places. We're going to get you these courses. So if you live in Chicago or Second City has locations in LA, I believe, as well, you'll be able to take courses. Self-defense, you'll be able to take courses from Michael Kogan and others. So we'll probably start out in Chicago and quickly build out all across the country. So if you want to take classes, that will be in person. You can do so. Prices will vary, but we're going to have negotiated rates, so they will be less expensive than normal, and they will be specific to our School of Human Potential audience. So that's SHP Global and SHP Local. Okay? Those are that. Some people really prefer to go ahead and get information from the radio. So radio-wise, we have free programming for you. We're never going to charge you for archives or listening to the shows. We don't play that game. You'll have radio. Right now, there is School of Human Potential Radio, which you're listening to. But unlike today, most of the time, we have specific topics, and we bring on expert one or many for a discussion so you get a chance to grow. You get a chance to call in and talk to them in person and ask questions. So radio. Right now, it's just the School of Human Potential radio program on BBS. Soon, we are working to open up our own radio network. And we'll have that radio network, which will be syndicated in many, many areas, as our show is right now. And you'll be able to listen to it on any device, in your car, listen to the archives. So we're putting together a radio network that is going to be called Human Potential Radio. In addition to radio, there is Human Potential Press. We're working with a publishing house right now to create our own label. So that will be Human Potential Press or SHP Press. And we, our wheelhouse is going to be in the areas that mimic, development. So anything that will be practical guidance on how you can improve your life or fill in the gaps or become a better, well-rounded person, that is in our wheelhouse. So that should be launched very, very shortly, and you're going to find books there. Conversely, by the way, if you're an author looking for a publishing house, we'll be very happy to speak to you. So that is SHP Global, SHP Local, Human Potential Radio, and Human Potential Press. Blog. We already have the blog out there, and every expert is giving us information and giving us their articles and blog posts that we're going to be putting out there. Again, everything is for free. You'll be able to subscribe to the RSS feeds or get anything via the email. So you will have continuous flow of fresh information that is relevant to you coming in via the blog. And that, that's launching immediately. So that's Human Potential Blog. In addition to the blog and the radio and everything else, we are working on getting you something that's moving pictures related. So we're joking that SHP Studios is going to come out soon, but no, we're not going Hollywood yet. That being said, we have a YouTube channel on which we're going to be putting videos. The radio shows are going to be in a video format as well. They will be streamed and we'll have exclusive interviews with people, with experts, so you can learn in that regard if you want to see them as opposed to hear or read them. That is going to be our SHP or Human Potential TV. And eventually, it will become our own TV network, which we're working to build. In addition to that, all of these things are virtual, and we're creating a community of like-minded adults and children in the future as well. But people love to get together, and I want to meet you. So we are going to do SHP Live or Human Potential Live. These will be events. Events web-based, as in telesummits and webinars and web events, as well as actual get-together and conferences. So we're going to have conferences across the country and get together so we can all learn, and we're going to be inviting experts and speak on these and learn from each other. So we're setting up many, many, many things for you. To say that we're just the School of Human Potential would be incorrect, because what started out as my own journey to become a well-rounded person has turned into a vision of something much, much greater, and something that not only will allow me to be true to myself and do what I enjoy doing, do something that I'm good at doing from the entrepreneurial perspective, but build something that can help people change themselves for the better, grow, and that will, any class, I guess here's the bottom line of that. Any class that I've taken, any book that I've read, I have expanded and grown because of it. And if we are stuck in our mode of being the expert of one particular thing and being in the same group of people and not really expanding outside of that, we have a certain perspective on life. How can we encourage our children to have a well-rounded perspective if we're not doing that for ourselves? As adults, we never stop growing. We may have told ourselves that we don't have the time or money to do that. Well, here you go. You will have it now. Everything else is going to be up to you. Furthermore, because I truly believe in this, every dollar that you spend, whether it's on the online store, which is going to carry, by the way, I haven't mentioned the online store. The online store, that's where you can register for all the courses, plus everybody that's not an expert with us, and including experts, their products, their events, their meditations, their CDs, their books, their services, everything that we believe in that will align with the School of Human Potential philosophy is going to be on our online store. So you'll be able to find it there. So every dollar or a portion of every dollar that you spend with us is going to be going to charity. So you're not just supporting us, you're not just learning on your own, but every purchase that you make from us is going to be going to one of the four charities right now, and we're working to have many more than that. But the four charities that we're supporting officially are Stop Hunger Now, St. Jude Children's Research Hospital, CharityWater.org, and Virgin Unite, which is an organization that supports many, many charities. Same thing with CharityWater.org. We want to help the world. We want to help you grow. We want to empower the growth of the modern individual. And as I continue to grow in my own right, as I continue on my journey of becoming a well-rounded individual, I wanted to share that with you and empower you to do it on your time, your budget, and whatever way you choose to learn, via books, via TV, via meeting somebody, via blog, via radio, via classes, via whatever you want. Our job is to help you do that. That is our vision. That's what we're here to do, and that is what School of Human Potential is all about. I wanted to thank you. Thank you for sticking with me for this hour. I appreciate you giving me the opportunity to talk about myself instead of bringing you interesting guests. But that's it. You know, that's what we're setting up, and I wanted to make sure that you know the full picture. You hear it from the horse's mouth. I am the one who gets everything started. This is my dream, and now it's becoming a reality. I couldn't have been more blessed in going through this process and meeting incredible people like Christina LaFrance, like Jaden Sterling, like Lisa Williams. Now I'm working with Marie Forleo, who's incredible as well. There are so many, so many wonderful people who are living their essence, who are changing the world, and I want you to be those people as well. Love you all. Have a wonderful evening, and we'll come back with our regular programming next week.
Thank you once again for listening to School of Human Potential Radio. We hope you enjoyed the program and are inspired to make a positive change in your life. For more information about the school, please like our Facebook page and visit www.schoolhp.com. To sign up for a session with Alan, please visit www.recalibrateyourlife.com or call 1-800-323-1619.